The opening act for Rotaryfest's 100th anniversary bash says he is thankful for the quick medical response he received when he thought he had broken his leg on stage, yet somehow kept playing his guitar while being attended to. Mike Hagit put months of prep work into the performance that would also act as the launchpad for his latest album, All the Best in All You Do. When you get asked to open Rotary 100, that's a big deal, Hagit in a telephone interview Friday, the morning after his set was cut short by a freak accident that sent him to hospital. We had an amazing band set up, we rehearsed so much and we were tight and ready to go, and then, yeah. If it had to happen, my biggest regret is that it didn't happen at the end of the show. Hagit had been working on the album for the better part of 3 years, and when the opening gig at Rotaryfest was secured, he decided to launch it at the show. I said, "All right, this is the motivator, I am going to get off the chair and we're going to release this record and release it the night of because we have a big stage and a big audience," said Hagit. But early in the set, something went wrong, sending Hagit to his back on the stage. I had one leg up on the drum riser and one leg down, and I think I started to pivot to come back around. We were just about to finish the song, and I think as I went to pivot my heel got caught on something, said Hagit. It was a fraction of a second, my body was turning and my leg wasn't, and all of a sudden it just snapped. A video of the set posted to Facebook shows the moment Hagit injured himself, at about the 8:30 mark. I think it's just a freak accident that could have happened to anybody, and I don't think there was any sort of issue with the stage or anything. The committee did a fantastic job, he added. Hagit said his first thought was ensuring his guitar wasn't broken, followed by the realization the show was probably over. Everybody thought it was just part of the antics at first, even the guys on the stage, said Hagit. After we finished the song, they came to help me up and I was like, "No, we need medics. There is something wrong." Hagit said he is thankful for the medical response to his injury by the paramedics who were on site. "Everybody handled it really well. The medics were great and we had a few laughs," said Hagit. "You never know how people are going to act until they have to put that in motion, and everybody just did a phenomenal job. I was really fortunate for that." Hagit is resting after spending a few hours at Sioux Area Hospital receiving x-rays. He said the paramedics popped his kneecap back into place and he found out firsthand a dislocation is not like what you see in the movies. "My first thought was, if it is dislocated, they will just pop it back in for a moment and I will keep going, but the medics were like, that's not the way it works," said Hagit. "I hit a note I hope I will never hit again, it was pretty brutal." Hagit said the outpouring of love he has received after the injury has been really encouraging. He said it has also come with some teasing, with people comparing him to Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl, who broke his leg on stage in 2015 and kept playing. Like Grohl, Hagit was once drummer in a grunge band before later fronting his own alternative band. "Everyone is like, you just want to do everything Dave does," said Hagit.